I'ma do my own thing. Yeah. I'm finna buy a ringtone and let the phone ring. I decided that I gotta do my own thing.
What's up, you guys? Thank you so much for joining me on my second episode of the Original Heart Chaser Podcast. Come on, I'm on my second episode. I don't know about y'all, but I'm excited about that because I'm on my second episode. That means I made it past the first one. Yeah, so you know what that means. Gotta keep pushing, gotta keep pushing. But anyway, I'm here with you guys today, and I'm so excited that you guys are tuned in today. Thank you so much for joining in again with me. I greatly, 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 over, big, exaggerate, appreciate it with all of my heart. I'm going to go ahead and jump right in for today's episode. We're going to be talking about deal breakers. Oh my goodness. Like deal breakers. Like if you do this, we through. I can't get past that. Nah, you get no more chances. Nothing. Deal breakers. That's a deal breaker, son. You might as well go ahead about your business because. But I posted a status on my Facebook page about a week ago, a few days ago, not about a week ago, a few days ago, and asking what are some people's deal breakers. So a lot of them, I had abuse, I had lying, I had you don't like crawfish. That's a deal breaker, bitch. We from New Orleans. From Louisiana. So you gotta, if you don't like crawfish, we can't be together. I'm sorry. It's just, we ain't a good match. The Lord has already told me this. So we can't if you don't like crawfish. Somebody said, talking about the same thing over and over again and nothing changes. That got to be tiring doing that. But yeah, so those are like a lot of the things that people were saying. So if you notice, like everybody has their Carrie Hilson said every woman has a breaking point. Everybody has their deal breaker. Everybody has their breaking, like, oh no, after that can't do it no more. That's it. Nada. Whether it be abuse, I mean, who wants to be in an abusive relationship? Don't nobody want nobody that's going to be hitting on them. Like, I'm not about to be in a relationship that you... First of all, the first time you hit me, you're going to already know that it's over because I'm going to have to beat your ass. When I tell you, I'm going to have to beat your ass. I'm going to have to get my tennis shoes and my Vaseline and we about to tear this apartment up. I'm not getting no deposit back, bitch. What deposit? No, sir. We about to tear this thing down. But yes, nobody wants to be in an abusive relationship. And then, you know, if you have kids also as well, it's not good for your kids to see that too because they grew up thinking that that's what love is supposed to look like or supposed to be. That is not love. Don't let nobody hit on you. Some people said lying. Oh, Lord have mercy. I mean, like the, I'm going to just leave this one like this. If you don't have trust, you don't have anything. So if you're lying all the time, how's somebody gonna trust you? Like, ask yourself that question. If I'm lying all the time, how can I expect somebody else to trust me? Like, what? If you come up with an explanation, please, I want you to DM me, inbox me, email me, send me a smoke signal, bitch, because I need to know that explanation. Because if you lying all the time, you cannot expect anybody to trust you. That's like asking the wind to blow and a bitch hat don't move. Like, I mean, some people do have that issue, but it's far and in between. So, yeah, like, you can't be a liar and then expect somebody to trust you. You've, like, literally thrown one of the most major foundations of a relationship completely away. So, that's going to have to be a deal breaker. Some people said, talking about the same thing over and over and over again and nothing changes. Now, look. I'm going to tell you once, this is bothering me. We're going to have to change this. I may even tell you twice. Look, I don't know if you remember the last time, but let's go back over the basics. This is bothering me. We're going to have a problem right here. And if you tell this person just over and over again and they ain't making no effort to make a change, then that person really don't care about you. That person don't need to be in your life. They don't need to be around. They obviously can't. They can't get it in their head. Some people think just because it doesn't bother them mean it shouldn't bother you as well. No, we are two different people. We come from two different backgrounds. No, that does not always mean that. If you're going to be with somebody, then you got to be able to compromise some things and twerk some things around. Like, come on now. Like, this is a whole different personality. You can't expect you to just be down there dating yourself. Shucks. And then if you was dating yourself, you'd probably be aggravated too at some stuff that you do. Because you get aggravated with your own self sometimes. Have you ever just been like, why do I do that? Like, when you have to ask yourself that question, do you not think that you're going to aggravate somebody else sometimes? Like, come on now. Anywho. You're talking about the same thing over and over again and just... That's tiring, it's immature, and it gives your significant other, your partner, the suspicion that you don't care. Because if I'm telling you what's bothering me and you're not even making an effort to change it, you don't care. You don't care. And it's not that you got to change whatever it is all the time or majorly. Sometimes, sit down, have a talk about it. Come to a compromise. And when you compromise, then that means a little person get what they don't want and a little what they want. Then the other person get a little what they don't want they'll have to deal with and then what they want also as well. So, and it works better that way because it shows the person that you care, hey, I'm willing to do this for you. Let's make a plan to execute this for you so that we can be happy together. Come on now. Come on, somebody. Those are a lot of different, and I'm sure people out there, they have many other. I had somebody else say, stank breath. Oh my goodness, you know that's a deal breaker. You is not finna be coming at me with no stank breath, bruh. I mean, I can understand, you just ate your Subway sandwich, you had onions on there, But if I always come around you and your breath stank, and then there's a different kind of like onion smell, and then there's a different kind of like, bruh, your breath stank. That's two different kind of smells, bruh. Like, that's a deal breaker for me too. You not finna be in my face. I can't be in your face and stare in each other's eyes and you talking to me and I'm talking your breath. Nah, sir. Nada. That's a deal breaker. That's a deal breaker for me. So my friend Michael posted that bad breath. That is a deal breaker. No, sir. Someone said cheating and not inviting me to join. To each his own, my brother, you know what I'm saying? Like, some people are not in monogamous relationships. If you set up these boundaries and y'all come to your agreement and that person's supposed to be invited on y'all little situationship or whatever, then, that's quite eligible to be a deal breaker. So, yeah, those are a lot of different deal breakers that some, people have, and I'm pretty sure that there's way more out there, but those are just a few. But the next thing I want to talk about is don't be ashamed of your deal breakers. Don't be ashamed of your deal breakers. Don't be trying to make nobody twist your arm and make you think you're a bad person because you don't want to be with somebody that got stank breath. Come on now. Don't be ashamed of your deal breakers. Everybody got their deal breaker. Everybody got their thing that they can handle, their thing that they can deal with, their thing that they can't deal with. So don't be ashamed about yours, because they got theirs too, truthfully. I know they want to act like that they all lovey-dovey and they love the whole entire world and they ain't got no preferences and all this, that. But they got deal breakers too. I'm telling you. Everybody got deal breakers. Everybody got deal breakers. Don't be ashamed about it. Say it loud, say it proud. I got a deal breaker, bitch. Say it loud and say it proud. Be proud of your deal breakers, because guess what? It's going to help you find the right person for you. All right? All right. The next thing that I want to talk about, though, is don't make a preference a deal breaker. Ooh, now that's a slipper one right there. Caught y'all. Y'all done slipped on a banana peel with that. I've been playing Mario Kart all week because babe bought me a Nintendo Switch, so I've been playing Mario Kart, so banana peel was the first thing that came. But anyway, yes, y'all, look, don't make a preference a deal breaker. When I say preference, I mean like, oh, he gotta be bright skin. Oh, he gotta have this kind of hair. Oh, he gotta have this color eyes. Oh, he got, his voice gotta be this kind of deep. He gotta be this, he gotta have that. If you make preference deal breakers, then what you're doing is you're putting limitations on finding the one for you. You're putting more limitations than what needs to be anyway. You're putting limitations. You're making your pool, like, you know how they say they have plenty of fish in the sea. Well, what you're doing is you're going from the sea to a lake, then down to a pond, and you don't want that. Don't make preference, because who knows, the love of your life and the person that's gonna treat you right may not be a light-skinned brother, a light-skinned sister. You know what I mean? That now, don't get me wrong. Now, I'm not saying don't talk to somebody that you're not attracted to. That's not what I'm saying. Because you already setting yourself up for failure right there. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying try and be with somebody that you're not attracted to. Because for me, for example, myself, I always thought that I would be with somebody that's brighter than me, because I consider myself a little, I'm not like a dark skinned brother or whatever, but you know, I'm like brown, you know, like a little dark brownish tan kind of. But you know, I always thought that I would be with somebody brighter than me. My significant other is dark skinned. He's a dark skinned chocolate brother, and my God, I love that boy. A moment of silence. But anyway, so that's what I mean when don't make your preference your deal breaker. Because what if I would have said, oh, no, you too dark for me. I don't see myself being with nobody dark. Then I would have missed out. Like, I would have missed out on so much. I would have missed out on potentially the love of my life. First meet him or her, and you know, y'all just got googly eyes for each other, they can't do no wrong, you know, then you know, those deal breakers be popping up, but you don't be seeing them because you with the googly eyes, you in the puppy love stage, you in the infatuation stage, so you won't be paying attention to the red flags. Take the time so that you can see the red flags. It will save you a world of hurt. Take the time so you can see the red flags. I'm going to say that again. Take the time so you can see the red flags. Because the red flags are there. The red flags are there. You just have to look for them. You have to pay attention. And then you can let that person know, you know, respectfully, hey, I cannot deal with this. So either this is going to change, or, you know, it's just I can't deal with that. So, and y'all can be mature enough to go your separate ways. You know what I mean? Because, you know, we all grown. Everybody ain't for everybody. We all know that. So, but, you know, I'm going to go on a tangent really quick. you know, we have that bad in the LGBTQ community. Just because somebody don't want you don't mean that they a bad person and they this and you got to call them out their name and now they ugly and all this kind of stuff. They weren't ugly when you was all up on them or was all in their inbox. You're not for everybody and everybody's not for you and everybody's not going to be attracted to you and you ain't going to be attracted to everybody. So just pipe it down. If somebody just declines, just take that and accept it and move on. Because the time that you wasting on this person that has declined and talking about them and putting them down, you're painting an image of yourself, and that could be time that could be spent with finding somebody that is for you, that is attracted to you, that is not going to decline. Don't waste your energy on that. That's all that I pretty much got today. You know, deal breakers. Everybody has a deal breaker. Don't be ashamed of your deal breaker. Don't make your preference your deal breakers. Don't make preferences deal breakers. I prefer a bright skin, but I'm with a dark skin brother. I prefer like that type of thing. Don't make your preferences your deal breakers. And then lastly, but not least, take the time to look for the red flags for those deal breakers also before you get too deep in that thing. And then it become harder and harder to separate from that person. And then you find yourself dealing with stuff that you know you can't handle. And then you're going to end up breaking up in the end anyway. So save yourself some hurt. Save that heartache. Save that pain. And look for those red flags and do it while you can. I would love to get your feedback, comments, and stuff. Subscribe to the channel. It's on podcast, Spotify, SoundCloud. The podcast, Apple Podcast, of course, is for iPhone users. iPhone users can use the Spotify and the SoundCloud as well. Android users, you have Spotify and SoundCloud, both of which you can listen for free. Follow me on at Drake Life Skills on Instagram and Twitter. And my name on Facebook is James J. Drake. And that's all that I have today. So I hope you guys enjoy your Sunday. Until next time, remember, build your own future, build your own happiness, build your own relationship. Later. Promise that my BM gonna slide when she see him. I know she gonna see him cause I'm defo finna show her. Take her to the corporate, then I take her to the store. She just